So what we'd like to try to look at is what exactly was the difference between Noach and Abraham. We know that Noach was almost the winner, but not quite, because Abraham was the winner. When we look back at our history, we look back till Avram Avinu, and not further back than that. What happened? What happened to Noach? I mean, Noach saved the entire world. He saved the world as we know it. There would not have been a world if not for Noach. So on the one hand, Noach was chosen to save the world. And then Avram was chosen to be the father of Am Yisrael, who are the reason for the existence of the world. So there's a kind of a disparity. What happened? What happened to Noach? Now Noach, as you know, alright, that's the question. Let's go through the psukim that teach us, or some of the psukim that teach us who Noach was. In the beginning, Vayhi Lemech Shtayim Ushmonim Shana, Ma'at Shana, Vayolid Ben. So you know there are the 10 generations between Adam Harishon and so Lemech had a son, and his son was Noah. Now Rashi points out on this pasuk Shemimenu Nivnei Ha'olam. Right, you see that this son built up the world again. The world was going to disappear, but Noach kept the world going. So what is Rashi explaining? Rashi's explaining how the word ben gets in. You think that everything is okay, but Rashi knows that it's not. Because if you look at these, at all of these psukim, this is Lemech, right? But before Lemech, Vayhi Metushelach Sheva Shmonim Shana, it's Pasuk of Hey, it's not on the sheet. But it says, Vayhi Metushelach Sheva Shmonim Shana, Umat Shana, that Metushelach lived 880 years, Vayoled et Lemech. You see, in all of the cases, in all the generations, it doesn't say Vayomid Ben. He had a son. And then in our Pasuk Kavtet Vayikra Shmo Noach. But the Pasuk says the father gave birth to, and the name is in the Pasuk. So Rashi says that the Pasuk should have said Vayilevach Taimish Vayim Shinav Achana Vayolid Noach. Why does it say Vayolid Ben? So Rashi says Rashi Shemimenu Nivnei Ha'olam. That this is not just the stam, the word ben. This is not the regular word ben, but the regular word, this word ben is put into the pasuk in order that we should know that something exciting is about to happen. This is not like Metushelach having a son whose name is Lemech, who just was the next generation. But this is something remarkable. Vayolid Ben. Right, the first one in all the generations, the first one who had a ben. And then, so that's Rashi. Vayikra Shmo Noach. Now, the Torah suddenly starts explaining to us why his name was Noach. And the Torah doesn't do that with Metushelach or Lemech. Just now, with Noach, the Torah starts saying, Vayikra Shmo Noach Lemor. Lemo means, that is to say, right? What is Noach? What is the word Noach? Ze yinachameinu mima'aseinu. Now the word Yenachameinu looks like a Hebrew word, Nechama. Right, we know that word, right? Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Shiva b'Nechemta, the parashiyot that come after Tisha B'Av, a parashiyot of Nechama, consolation, like it's not so terrible, it's not so bad, Nechemta. Mima Aseinu, Umi Itzvon Yadeinu, Ma'aseinu are the things that we do, Itzvon Yadeinu. Yadeinu, our hands, it's savon, sounds like it means the sadness, or like, you know, you might say travail, it's always like you substitute one word that you don't understand for another word. But I mean, travail, you know what the word means, but you don't know why it's different than work. Like, which is worse, work or travail? I don't know. It's von Yadeinu min ha'adama, Asher Eirara Hashem. So this is theology. This is the Eirara Hashem Adama Asher Eirara Hashem. That's part of the punishment to other Marisha. That the land will be cursed. The land will be cursed means that it's not going to produce properly. You're not going to be able to get out of the land what you want to get out of the land. That's the curse. Kotz v'dardar. That's miachlach, so you'll have all kinds of things that grow out of the ground that you don't want. That you didn't plant. They planted the tomatoes and you got cactuses, so I mean you can't, it's not so good. So Rashi says Zeh Yenachameinu. So the question is, of course, what is Yenachameinu? In what way is Noah Yenachameinu? What's so great about Noah? In what way does he give us consolation? So Rashi says, Yenach mimenu et itzron yadenu. Noah will cause our oppressed hands to relax. You know, like we'll be able to be calm. Yenach mimenu et itzvon yadenu. That's what the pasuk says. That Noach is going to do this. How is he going to do this? Actually, but Noach lo yalem klei machresha. Imagine that. Well, until Noach, they used to farm the land, but they didn't have tools. I mean, they had to farm the land with their own hands. They had to dig out the stones, or they had to make a furrow. They didn't have klei machresha. And Noach was the one who made it possible to farm the land. And when they would plant, they would end up growing all sorts of things that they didn't want to grow. Brambles. They would plant wheat, and out would come junk. Mikilerato shel Adam Harishon, uvimei Noach nacha. V'zehu Yenachameinu. Yenachameinu, the consolation. The word Yenachameinu means to rest. There was like peace. What was it that Noach accomplished? What was his great achievement, according to Rashi? He made peace between man and earth, or between man and the created world. Because when man was kicked out of Gan Eden, man slash woman, right, okay? You'll forgive me, I don't have to say it every time. When they were kicked out of Gan Eden, they were kicked into an unfriendly world. And so Noah, who's 10 generations later, after man was kicked into this unfriendly world, Noah is the one who is able to make peace. He is able to make peace to a certain extent, in any event, between man and his environment, man and the world he lives in. Suddenly, there were enough tomatoes to eat. There were enough potatoes. There were no potatoes. But there was enough of whatever they needed to eat. That was Noah. He created a state of nach, of rest, of peace. That there was the travail, the difficulty, the unpleasantness passed. Because if you don't explain it that way, that word Noach comes from Nacha, to rest, then so then if you really think it was just I'm consolation, then his name should have been Menachem. So I don't want to go into that. But I do see in Rashi wants to explain to us what was the uniqueness of Adam HaRishon. In what way was Adam HaRishon able to distinguish himself? In what way was he the worthy candidate to restart the world? In what way was he chosen to be, and it's not his righteousness, at least not in this pasuk. It's not because he had an awareness of God that no one else in the world had. It was rather that Noach was able to show that man / woman could live in the world of God's creation. And apparently until Noach came along, that was not possible. People lived, but they died. They weren't able. They couldn't support themselves. It was all kind of a mess. But Noach made sense out of it. And the sense was that the curse that Adam lived in was not insurmountable. It wasn't that a Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you'll never be able to live in the world. That wasn't the curse. Arura ha'adama b'avurchem. The curse was that they'd have to overcome it. That it wouldn't be there on a silver platter like it was in Gan Eden. In Gan Eden, you walked around, if you were hungry, you put up your hand, and down came a pizza pie. That's how they lived in Gan Eden. When they got out of Gan Eden, they lived in the world of a challenge. But Noach was the one who showed that the challenge could be met, that they could live in this world. And that's the only thing that we know about Noach at this time. And this is the end of the Parsha Bereshit, when Noach comes into the world. Now, if you look at the second source, Bereshit Perek Vav, that's our parasha. This is the parasha of Noach. Vayar Hashem ki rabba ra'ata Adam ba'aretz, v'chol yetzer machshavot libo ra'gra kol hayom, v'yinachem Hashem ki asad Adam ba'aretz v'yitatzev el libo. So everybody knows that this is like, you know, you ask the question, this how you talk about God? Is that like God has these kind of realistic feelings? V'yitatzev el libo. So we know that the... This continues. I don't want to get into this problem so much, but it's certainly a problem. Look at Pasuk Zion. Vayomer Hashem en chet Adam asher barati me'al pnei adama ve'adam v'ad behemah remes ad ov ha'shamayim ki nichamti ki asitim. Nichamti ki asitim. I have to remember Noach, right? Noach nichamti. Like there's a play on words. Noach is the one who is the reason for the existence of the world, and everybody else is the reason for the destruction of the world. So that Pasuk Chet. What?
It was Adam, but not Rata
Hayah. Why? You mean why were they all killed? Well, the fish weren't killed. They weren't all killed. I mean, it's a question. It's a question, I agree. You could say that since the animals in the world were only put there to serve man, so there's no man, there's no point to creation. It's like also the trees were killed. And whatever was growing in the land was killed. Everything was killed. But it's not as though, it was more as though the world was destroyed. So the world, the existence of the world is dependent on man. What I want to see, what I want to show you is that in this pasuk, it is pasuk chet, I mean that's what I'm interested in. You see it says, Noach motzo chen b'nei Hashem. Noach motzo chen. Chen is a hard word. I mean, every word is hard. But, you know, the ones you notice are even harder. You see, Unculus? Noach Ashkach Rachmin Kedom Hashem. There was Rachmin. Rachmin means love. Motzochei. God loved Avraham. Noach, I'm sorry, God loved Noach. Or God had a strong feeling about Noach. We don't know why. The only thing we know about Noach is that he made the clay Machrei Shah. The only thing we know about Noach.
I think it's very easy to find Chen.
You
just
turn the to Noach. Well, Chen to Noach. Okay. That's good. So Rashi doesn't say anything about Chen. Rashi doesn't help us. Ungulu says, Ashkach Rachmim Kedam Hashem, that God was merciful in the direction of Noah. He had a soft place in his heart. But we don't see anything in this parsha that indicates that Noah was a religious personality. Nothing. So if we turn the page and you look at the Ramban, Noach Matzachem, you see the Ramban? Page 2 at the top. The Ramban says, "Shayu kol ma'asav lefanav na'im u'ne'imim." Everything that Noach did was na'im u'ne'imim. Now the words na'im and ne'imim are not words that are applied to spiritual things. Particularly. Na'im, ne'imim. I mean, everybody else was stealing. So if Noach wasn't stealing, that's na'im u'ne'imim. Everybody else is murdering. They're all murdering each other, right? It's like the early version of Lut. So that's, and Noach wasn't killing anybody. So that's na'im u'ne'imim. V'chein ki matzati chein. But that's chen. Chen is a closeness, is an awareness. God is aware of you. But what does that mean? It's not a religious feeling. In other words, Yosef was efficient. Yosef could do the job. Right? Yosef had a good personality. He's not talking about Yosef David and Shimon Esrei. He's talking about Yosef being an interesting person in jail, so the jailer liked him. But he has stand no soik chain may nekol ro'eha. No.
That's the
look.
That's the grace.
Okay, may, yeah, grace. That's a good word. I don't know what that word means either. Esther is not David and Shimon Esrei, right? She's dressed like the queen. It's a very kind of real. It comes out of the ground. It's the real person that you see, not the inner person, the external person. But he is there no safe chain by neko roeha. V'iskiyah zeki neged masha amar bidoro. And so why does the Torah stress Chen for Noach? Because that's the opposite of everybody else in the world. Because everybody else in the world, the Pasuk says, everything they did was Litzavon, sadness, created sadness. If you look at the created sadness. Vayom Hashem ched Adam. No, I'm sorry. Pasuk Vav. Vayinachem Hashem ki asad Adam ba'aretz vayit atzev el libo. So the people in the world made God vayit atzev el libo, sadness, and Noah was chayim. Noah doesn't say we don't know what he did. The Ramban doesn't explain to us what Noah did. It just said that he was like you looked at him, and it was all right. You didn't see anything particularly wrong. It wasn't that Noach was spending his time doing mitzvot, or that Noach was somehow having conversations with God. It was just that Noach was Motzechei. That's what Noach was. Now, in the beginning of the parasha of Noach, we're up to Noach, right? If you go back and you see the Pasuk, Pasuk Tet, that's the first Pasuk in our parasha. Eila told Noach, Noach ish tzadik, tamim haya bedorotav, eta elokim idalech Noach. So contrary to everything we've heard up to now, where Noach was a practical person and was able to make the tools for agriculture, and Noach was Motzechein, which seems like a kind of an external thing. He wasn't a bad guy. Not positive. Anything really positive about him. Suddenly, you have this world-shaking pasuk. No one was ever given this kind of tombstone. Listen to what does the pasuk say? Noach is tzaddik. Tzaddik, that's a positive word. Tamim, that's another positive word. Et Elokim is Halech Noach. I don't know exactly what that means, but it certainly sounds very positive. Certainly sounds like the thing that a person should be. Et Elokim is Halech Noach. There's just one word that's a little bit upsetting, and the one word that's a little bit upsetting is Et Bedorotav. Right, Bedorotav. And it's on this word, Bedorotav, that Rashi rewrites the story. Right, Rashi forever rewrites the story, because Rashi says, if you look at Bedorotav, you see Bedorotav in the Rashi? It's like six or seven, eight lines on the bottom. Bedorotav, yes, Rabotei Dershiva Lishvach. Kol Shedershiva Dal Lishvach, Kol Shekein, Shilo Ya Bedor Tzadikim, Ya Tzadik Yoter. We see the Rohu Tayat Sadiq, we have the Rosh of Abraham, Loya Nechshav Leklu. So when I say that Rashi rewrote the Pasuk in the Torah, this is what I mean. When you read the Pasuk, it sounds like Noach was very positive religiously, spiritually, a very positive kind of person. You open up the Medrash, and the Medrash says, Zeh Omer Kach, One position is that he was the ultimate tzaddik, and the other person position is that he was a relative tzaddik, right? But you could still choose. When you look at the Medrash, you could choose. When you look at Rashi, Rashi says, he's not a clear personality. We don't know who he is. You could say he is a tzaddik and would be a tzaddik in the generation of Avraham Avinu. And you could also say he was a tzaddik in his generation, but the generation of Avraham Avinu wouldn't be anything. Now, why can you say both of those things? Because you don't know. Because you really don't know. It's a real question. When you have a person who's a righteous person amongst the wicked, you don't know how he would be amongst the righteous. And according to Rashi, I mean, this is the story that Rashi tells, that it's true that Noach saved the world, that the reason for saving the world, that Kodesh Baruch Hu, the reason for saving the world was Noach. But when we look at Noach, we don't know. We don't know if it was a relative kind of positiveness that Noach had, or was an absolute kind of righteousness. So Rashi, right here in this position, this fossil, which seems at first to be the ultimate positive statement, I'm going to give you a more positive than saying, Ish Tzadik Kamim Et Elokim Italech Noach, is nothing better than that. Rashi says, well, it's really difficult to assess who Noach was, because he lived in a very strange time. And because it's difficult to assess who Noach was, obviously, he's not going to be in history the model of righteousness. Because we just don't know. In spite of the fact that the Torah says Noach is tzaddik. In spite of the fact that the Torah says et elohim et halech Noach. In fact, when Rashi gets finished with that phrase, et elohim et halech Noach, there's nothing much left of that either. Let's look at the Rashi. Let's look at the Rashi. Rashi says, et elohim et halech Noach, five lines from the bottom in the Rashi. Uba Avraham omer, et halech lefanai. HaKadosh Baruch said to Avraham Avinu, walk before me. Asher hitalachti lefanav. This idea is always that Avraham Avinu goes first, before God. Noach haya tzarich sa'ad l'tomcho et Elokim, with God. He was always leaning on God. He was a good person, but he had to have like reinforcement all the time. God had to say, you know, good work, Noach. Good fellow. With Avraham Avinu, this was not necessary. She says, I'm gone. Here, Avraham Omer, et alech lefanai, et rei delevanai, v'zeh ayat tzarich tzad v'tomcho. Avraham, היה מתחזק ומחלק בצדקו מאליו. Imagine that. I mean, imagine what? I mean, like every kid in Cheder learns this Rashi, because it's at the beginning of the parasha. Everybody knows all the Rashis in the beginning of the parasha. So you say, first you thought to yourself, boy, it would be great if somebody said that about me. And then Rashi comes along and says, yeah, but not like Avraham Avinu. It's true he went with God, but God had to support him. God had to keep reinforcing him. God had to keep telling him that he was all right. So he had this pasuk, this great pasuk, Noach is tzaddik tarim ayadu darotav et elohim is halech Noach, which sounds like we're talking about the greatest person that the world has ever seen, and Rashi just cuts it down, and cuts down Noach. So we have now a person of clear ability to live in the created world. He's punished. He's kicked out of Gan Eden. He lives in the world, but he's able to deal with it. He's able to put up with it. On the other hand, we can't say that he's not affected by the world in which he lives. We can't say, you know, we're not sure, we don't have any evidence, but we can't say that Noach was not a personality that could be improved upon, and that the improved personality would come finally from Avraham Avinu. So let's look at the Ramban. We want to look at the rest of the Ramban, but we started to look at that Ramban. You see the Ramban, the fifth line in the Ramban. Bachash amar ish tzadik, ki einenu ish chamas umashchit darko kivnei doro hachayavim. So here the Ramban says the same thing in a different way. He says ish tzadik doesn't mean like a righteous person. It means that he's not as bad as the bad people. That's the Ramban. Amar, haya mitalech et Hashem nechbad lira oto levado. He's not attracted to these idolaters, to these sorcerers, the people who do things that the Torah forbids. The kol shekein achrei avodah zarah, he's not an idolater. Ve'inenu shomeh lehem klal, rak b'shem levado hu davek tamid. He doesn't pay attention. He cleaves to God. All this sounds a little more positive than Rashi, I think. V'holech b'derech Hashem b'char Hashem, o asher yireh oto ki navihu. Noach, after all, was a navi, so he knew what he was supposed to do, according to the Ramban. V'zehu k'tam achrei Hashem elokeichem telchu v'oto tirahu. Ha'ne'mar b'archakat ha'mitnabei l'avodah zarah. So I think that the Ramban is is a little bit more liberal about Noach. Now, Lohoras kir zeb pasukit alech lefanai ve'yetamim. Im yetamim de'ot imi. That man has to somehow accommodate himself to God's will. Hine achar she'ya Noach tzadik, ve'inever ra'ui le'anesh, gam banav u'beito ra'uyim inatzel bizchuto. So the Rabban now goes on to a separate problem. And his problem is, he says, even if there is Noach, how did his children get into the Teva? How come his children are also saved? I mean, no one ever said that they were tzaddik, tamim, and bedoratav. He says, banav u'beito ra'uyim inatzel bizchuto. Ke'ya onesh. Alav in Yichrat Zaro. So the Ramban has this like practical side to him, because he says that if the children of Noach would have been punished and killed in the Mabul, so that would have been a punishment against Noach. He wouldn't have had any progeny. And so that's how they were saved. I'll get back to that in a minute. O yomar ki hu tzadik shalem v'gam banavu beito tzadikim ki hu limdam k'inyan shekatuv ki edati v'mana sheitzaret banavu beito. That's about Avram Avinu. In other words, the Ramban doesn't understand how the children of Noach were included. Why were they saved? The children, the in-laws, why were they saved? What did they do? So he says there are two possibilities. Either the children were saved because it would have been a punishment against Noah if they would be killed. That's the one possibility. And the other possibility is that since they grew up in the house of Noah, like the children of Avram later on, they would be, they also got it. They also got it from Noach. I mean, that's such a good argument, because you know that Avraham Avinu had a son whose name was Yishmael, who apparently did not get it. But this is the point that bothers him. So he, the Ramban, seems to take it for granted that the notion tzaddik applies more clearly to Noach than Rashi would wanted it to apply. One more thing in the Ramban. The Ramban says, "Bedarakav, yesh mi avotenishin darshul letovra. Kol shekeinim haya bedar shel tzadikim. V'yesh edar shal leginai. Lishon Rashi." Remember Rashi? Bedarakav means either letovra or leginai. V'anachon be'enai. Lefi hapshat. In other words, the Ramban was willing to do this. He disagrees with Rashi. Because Rashi makes the case that you can't make a determination. You don't know who's right, whether it's Lignai or the Tova. That's Rashi. Along comes the Ramban. And the Ramban says, Anachon Beinai Lefi hapshat. Ki ta'amol omashu levado hatzadik bedorot ha'em. So he says, surely the pasuk means that it's a relative statement, relativistic, that we're talking about the fact that Noach was a tzaddik in his generation. It doesn't say anything about any other generation. V'chein, v'chiyotcha ra'iti tzaddik lefanai v'dor hazeh. That's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu says about Noah. He says it b'feirush, that you are a righteous person in this generation. She'ein acher bedor ra'ul hinatzel. No one else is worthy of saving. V'amar bedorotav, he says, what does the word dorotav mean? Ki dorot rabim avru me'et she'eshchitu. V'ein tzaddik ba'aretz bilto. That many generations have passed, right, since the world started to go rotten. And they waited, that God had to wait for Noach to come along so there would be somebody to save. Al yikshah alecha devar rabotayna b'metushelach. Remember Metushelach? Meshel was the father of Lemech, and Lemech was the father of Noach. Right, so Metushelach, it says about Metushelach, that when Metushelach died, he was a tzaddik, and they had, the Medrash says that they celebrate Shivat Yimei Avelut, because he was a righteous person. Hakatuv lo yisaper rak she'ein tzaddik ra'ui linatzel min ha'mabul mikol hadorot ha'ein. So there are, according to the Ramban, gradations of righteousness. But even though Metushelach was considered to be righteous, he wasn't righteous enough to be saved. That's what the Ramban says. So again, even according to the Ramban, it's perfectly clear that Noach was righteous in his generation, and in other generations might not have been considered righteous. And even though he was more righteous than others who were not worthy of saving the world like Metushelach, he was still not on the level of Avram Avinu. And as to the question of how the sons of Noach were saved, the Ramban says, well, either they were saved because God didn't want to punish Noach by killing his children, or alternatively, they were kind of the children of the righteous person of the generation, so maybe they were also righteous. Just as an aside, I want to remind you that the last pasuk in the parasha of Noach, it's not on the sheet, but I'm just the last pasuk, it was about Avram Avinu going to Eretz Canaan. And God tells Avram Avinu to go to Eretz Canaan. Vayu yimei Terach, but they left Ur Kasdim. I'm talking about something else. They left Ur Kasdim, and they ended up in Haran, on the way to Eretz Canaan. And there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there the pasuk says, Vayu yimei Terach, hamei shanim v'mataim shana, Vayamot Terach b'Haran. Vayamot Terach b'Haran. Terach died in Haran, and there are questions on when he died in Haran. He died later. He died in Eretz Canaan, and in any event, Chazal said that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu, "Ata tavol avotecha b'shalom." You will go to your forefathers in peace. So everybody wondered, who's he going to go to? I mean, Terach must be in Gehenna someplace. And Avraham Avinu is going to Gan Eden. So Chazal said that Terach chazar b'tshuva. Terach chazar b'tshuva. That's what Chazal said. So the Ramban says, he doesn't say yet. Karabin lo chazar b'tshuva, but he says that there's a rule in the Gemara and Talmud that there's a klal that you have to take wood for the mizbeach every day. And on the mizbeach there was a big fire in the middle of the mizbeach called the moked. And they used to fire it up with new wood every day. So bring in wood on the Mizbeach. And all the wood that grew could be used. There's no problem of kashrus for the wood. But the Gemara says they didn't use the wood of the olive trees. And they didn't use the wood of the vines, of the grapevines. They didn't cut them down. Even though in theory, they could have. But in fact, they didn't use the wood of the olive, and they didn't use the wood of the grapes. And there, the Chachomim say, the Gemara, Hitzilu ha-peirot et ha-etzim. Hitzilu ha-peirot et ha-etzim. It's because in the Beit HaMikdash, they needed the oil, and they needed the wine. So they looked at the tree, and they said, not worth it. I'm going to cut this tree down just so I have wood, because I'd rather have the wine ultimately, or the oil. That's what I really want. So itzilu haperot et ha'etzim. So Rabban said, that's what Chazal meant. Itzilu haperot et ha'etzim. That terach. Like today, it's even easier for us, I think, if you think about genetics and genetic mapping. So you say, everything's genetics, right? Everything's genetics. If I have a runny nose, it's my mother's fault. It's not the opposite, I didn't take a coat. It's because that's what I got. I got the genes, make my nose run, so I'm in the clear. But that's, so it can't be that Terach didn't have any redeeming features. Like, it can't be that Terach could be Terach and produce Avra. Like, so it's the opposite. It's not the opposite. It's Itzilu HaPerot et HaItzim. That's what the Ramban says. That somehow in heaven, when they made the Cheshbon of who Terach was, it turned out that he deserved to be in Gan Eden. Maybe not for what he did on a day-to-day basis, but what he gave to the world. Ultimately, that's Itzilu, Itzilu HaPerot et HaEtzim. So that's what I think the Ramban is talking about. He said sometimes the children save the father, and sometimes the father save the children. So he says that's what he says about Noach. Maybe he saved the children. I'd like to point out a few other things about Noach. When Noach gets out of the Teva, Perkhet Pasukaf, Vaiven Noach Mizbeach, Lashem, Vaikach Mikola Beimato Ra, Mikola Ofa Tahor, Vayal Olot Ba Mizbeach. So Rashi says, Mikola Beimato Ra, Amar, Lotziva Ali HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Achdis Me'elu Shiva Shiva, El Kedei Lakriv Korban Mehem. But you know that the animals were brought in seven pairs of kosher animals. So what was the point? Why did they need seven pairs? Why wasn't one pair enough? So obviously, Noah came to the conclusion that this was in preparation for sacrifice. So he sacrificed. Pasuk Kavala, Vayarach Hashem B'drech HaNichoch, Vayom Hashem Libo, Lo Sif the Kalel Odeta Adama Babu Adam Kiyetsa Leva Adam Rabin Rav Lo Sif Odmatot Et Kol Chai Kasher Asiti. So you know that there is this idea in the Torah that man can do things that find favor in God's eyes. Right? And the thing that is pointed to in the beginning of the book of Vayikra, and again here with Noah, is a korban. That you can create a reyach nichoach. What?
In God's nose this time, not in the eyes.
Reyach nichoach. I don't know if it says eyes, it just says reyach nichoach, a beautiful smell. It's a smell that appeals to HaKadosh Baruch. So that's what Noach exhibited his great capacity. The first thing he did when he came out of the teva was to do the most significant thing that a person can do, which is to create a reyach nichoach. And in that way, he kind of said, I know why I was saved. I know what the point of all of this is. It's not just to have a world, but it's to create a reyach nichoach. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lo si b'kalel odet adama b'vo adam, ki yetza lev ha'adam raminu raf. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the conditions of the agreement. The agreement used to be that man has to be really good. And the new agreement was that God with man, that created man, was that you take into account the fact that Yetzer Lev HaAdam Ra Min HaRav. It's not his fault, so to speak. And because of that, because the expectations change, the created world has now got an insurance policy. The created world is going to continue to exist because as bad as man is, they're never going to be as bad as so bad that they're going to deserve to be killed. Perek Tet Pasuk Aleph. Perek Tet Pasuk Aleph. Yivrachel Yir Noach Et Badav Vayovel Et Puru Vu Milu Et Haaretz. Which means Noach is taking the role of Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon was given this one mitzvah, Puru Vu. I mean, also the mitzvah of the tree, but that's God. Puru Vu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and now, you are Adam HaRishon. You're Adam HaRishon, but under a new condition. The Adam HaRishon had to be righteous. That was the expectation, that he'd be righteous, or he'd be kicked out of Gan Eden, and he was kicked out of Gan Eden. With you, that expectation doesn't exist. Pasuk Kaf, Vayachel Noach Ish Adama Vayita Keren. What is Vayachel? What does that word Vayachel mean? What? Latchil? Like that Hebrew word Latchil, look what Rashi says. Vayachel Asa Atzmo, what? Chulin. A different word. Vayachel means he made himself not kosher. In other words, he went from Reach Nichoach, for the one who sacrificed to God, or was it his friend, and then he became Chulin. Shayalo Lasot Chila Benitiya Acheret. He Benitiya Acheret. Because the vine, while it gives you grapes, and the grapes produce wine, you can't live on that. That's not reasonable. In other words, what should he have done? He should have planted that which would enable him to live. Instead, he planted something else. He planted a keren. Rashi says, Ish Adama, Adonai Adama, Kimo Ish Naomi. Ish Naomi means Baal. Baal. Ish means, is a word that describes possession. Possession. Ish Naomi. Vayita keren. Shenichnas l'teva, echnisi mozmorot, v'yichrei te'inim. Alright, so Rashi says, it's not a kasha. It's not a kasha. He had it. Again, Bereshit Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Lamed Bet, והיו ימי תרח חמישים, חמש שנים ומאתיים שנה, וימות תרח בחרן. Remember, I mentioned that passage to you. But look at Rashi, the end of the Rashi. The last, this is the last pasuk in the parasha of Noach, right? The last pasuk in the parasha of Noach. Rashi says, it's an amazing Rashi, Bechoran. You see the word Charan, Chet Resh Nun? Chet Resh Nun, so Rashi says, Hanun Hafucha. That the nun is turned about. There's the nun, you know, a nun has a head, like here's a nun. I'm a nun. My hand's a nun. Like this. So if it's in Hebrew, it would be like this, it was turned that way. It was facing the wrong way. Of course, the problem is that if you look at the nun in the Sefer Torah, it's not facing the wrong way. It's facing the right way. There is no Sefer Torah that does what Rashi says it does, which is a problem. It's like a curiosity. But Rashi says, you know why this is important? Why this is important? He says, see Rashi? Anun afucha lomar lecha ad Avraham ayacharon af shel makom ba'olam. So that charan can also be read as charon. And the fact that the nun is backwards, it's not backwards, but let's say it would be backwards, tells us that this is a word that's noteworthy. Why is it noteworthy? Because it can be read in a different way. That Vayamot Terach, he was from the age of Charon, of anger. The anger of God, and the anger of God came to an end. And that's what God promised Vayirach. Right? So that you have, I think, a complicated personality. And his name is Noach. And he is, on the one hand, righteous, and on the other hand, not quite as righteous as he might be. But let's look at the first pasuk in Lech Lecha. Vayom Hashem el Avraham Lech Lecha. Remember? I mean, it's next week's pasuk. But we always said, it begins, the difference in Avraham and Noach and Avraham. That according to Rashi, Bedorotav means, and Et Elokim et Alech Noach means, not quite Avraham Avinu. So where is Avraham Avinu? Like, what did Avraham Avinu do? Noach, God said, build a table. He built the table. He said, bring in the people. He brought in the people. Noach sat around for 40 days and 40 nights. Another 40 days and 40 nights. Another 40 days and 40 nights. And then he came out and he gave a reich nichoch. Sounds good. Okay. He planted those vines. And he messed up because he got drunk, which is turned out badly for him. But what was Avraham Avinu's contribution? Vayomer Hashem el Avraham lech lecha mi'atzichu v'atchav beit avicha l'aretz asher areka. Where is ha'aretz asher areka? Which land is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to take Avraham Avinu to? God, Eretz Canaan. And where, pray, was Avraham Avinu going before God told Avraham Avinu to go to Eretz Canaan? Where was he going? To Eretz Canaan. And who was taking him to Eretz Canaan? Terach. Terach, who, however we explain it, was not the best of people. So God says to Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha. And Rashi says, you see the Rashi, the bottom of the page, La'anatcha u'letovatcha. Rashi, the famous Rashi, explains the word lecha, the pronoun, to you, for you. He explains it for your good. For your good. V'shama es'cha goy gadol, v'kan hi'ata zochel lebanim, v'od shodi ativacha ba'olam ba'od, shodi ativacha ba'olam. What was it that Avraham Avinu did? When we're introduced to Avraham Avinu, the first thing we see in Avraham Avinu that we never saw with Noach is that with Avraham Avinu, everyday activity is converted into the result of a consultation with a Kaddish Baruch. What did Avraham Avinu give us? Just give that one pasuk. What is the inheritance that Avraham Avinu gave us that Noach did not give us? That life is always, you're always at the same juncture. You can follow God's directive or ignore God's directive. You may end up in exactly the same place, but in one case, you're being led by Terach and going nowhere. And in another case, you're led by Avraham Avinu, and that's l'tovatcha u'l'hana'atcha. So that Avraham Avinu was the one who understood that belief in God implies that every action that you take is somehow determined by God's will. There's some kind of connection between what you do and again, this idea that it could be exactly the same. In both cases, it could look exactly the same. But for the person involved, there's a world of difference. So that when the pasuk at the end of Lech Noach says, Vayamot Terach Becharan, it means that for Avraham Avinu, Terach was God. Until that time, until they came to Haran, he was leading the family. He was taking them to Canaan. But now, that's not going to be the case. It's going to be Avraham Avinu who leads them based on the divine directive. This idea that life could be filled with directives from God, is something that Avram Avinu invented. Yes, it's true that Noach built the Teva because God told him to build the Teva, but that was quite an extraordinary event and did not indicate that there would be this kind of partnership that would go on and on and on, even after the Teva came on dry land and Noach left the Teva. With Avram Avinu, it's not building the once-in-history Teva that's going to save humanity. It's not like the swashbuckling Noahite kind of movie. It's rather that Noah understood that everything has to be, that Avraham Avinu understood that everything has to be done in consort with God's will. And it doesn't have to be saving the world. It doesn't have to be changing everything. And that's why Avraham Avinu was the fitting person to be the father of Am Yisrael. Because the legacy of Avraham Avinu is about life. It's about everyday life, about doing the right thing, about davening for the right people, about justice, about seeing injustice and trying to deal with it, whether it's stolen, Amuro, or the Arba Mlachim and the Chamesh, whether it's Lot, all the problems of Lot. These were kind of everyday, regular family problems that Avraham Avinu was going to solve in consultation with heaven. This was not Noach. It's true that Noach was a special person in his generation, but he doesn't take initiative. He was not interested in saving others. Chazal say that he didn't even popularize the fact that there was going to be a Mabul. He had no communal side to him. He didn't see the importance of going in the way that God wanted him to go. So on the one hand, he sacrificed, yes. But on the other hand, he also planted the vine, got drunk, and got himself into serious difficulty. He had good sons, a good son, but he also had sons that were not so good, but he didn't deal with that, other than perhaps the one opinion in the Ramban that we saw. So that the Chiddush of Avraham Avinu, you know, we know Chazal said that Avraham Avinu was a great philosopher, and he was able to think his way into monotheism against the commonly accepted positions of the world in those days. Nevertheless, the Torah introduces Avraham Avinu to us with Lech Lecha. No complicated treatises on God and on monotheism and on the uniqueness of the belief and that you can't be another belief at the same time. The introduction to Avraham Avinu is Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. It could be said to anybody, about anybody, but it was said to Avraham Avinu because that's what it meant to be faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to turn everything that you do in life. And even if you're on your way to Eretz Canaan, but before you were on your way to Eretz Canaan for other reasons, it was economically viable, or there was a job waiting for me, but now it became, it's God's will that we should go to Eretz Canaan. And that's what Avraham Avinu gave us, that Noach couldn't give us. And so on the one hand, it's true that Noach saved the world, but it's also true that Avraham Avinu made it possible to have Am Yisrael, who would then in turn be able to receive the Torah. Good Shabbos.
The implication that Hashem already decided that he was going to destroy the world and that he waited for that, for Noah.
You could
destroy it beforehand.
No, could be. Anything. Also that Mishra Dushelach was not the right person.
Yeah.
Yes, could be. Marif.